Okay. Ziva Shalom. Done.
Ziva Shalom, what?
It's
nothing.
It's
Reish Pei Aleph. Mi Yala Bahar Hashem. What is the title of this perek? Who can ascend the mountain of Hashem? That's what the pasuk says. Who can ascend the mountain of Hashem and who can stand in His holy place? Perush pasuk. So the explanation of this pasuk is: Miheim elu sheretzaynim lotzeis mitoich hashigre ba'avodas Hashem. Although the hitchashiv mitzius of etraim Hashem nitzayim b'ham. Who are the people who want to who want to go out of the normality in order to serve Hashem, and they don't want to they don't take into consideration the conditions and the situation that they find themselves in. Meaning, who are the people that, despite the situations and the circumstances that they find themselves in, the hardships that they find themselves in, nevertheless, they're willing to go above the ordinary and serve Hashem regardless. Hasoigrim Shari Aliyah. So these people do not regard the situations that they find themselves in that otherwise would close the gates of Aliyah and elevating oneself to connect to Hashem. And they don't allow a person to free themselves to ascend the mountain of Hashem. Hello. So these people don't consider this. They don't regard the normal circumstances. Rather, their will is strong. To elevate the entire situation. The Shabbat also is to break down these doors of copper of Riche Barzel. And these bolts of iron, v'chol hamizgerim shelen yonay hageshem, and to break through all boundaries caused by physical matters, shelen yonay hageshem achem hasugim b'fnei aliyah ruchnis, that try to close a person from ascending spiritually. V'chol matarosam yehudam v'chayim. And their entire goal and purpose in life is one and only, which is lalis bar Hashem, to ascend the mountain of Hashem v'lokum b'mkan kodeshay, and to stand in His holy place. So he's saying that this pasuk that says who shall ascend the mountain of Hashem is referring to those who go above the ordinary to lift themselves in avodas Hashem despite the circumstances that otherwise would not allow for it.
Give me an example of the circumstances you're talking about, which you just mentioned two or three times now.
I'll explain in a minute.
Stay tuned.
Huh?
Stay tuned.
What he's going to say is that really these circumstances are in a person's mind. So it all depends on the person. There are people that have a difficult day at work. Those are the circumstances. And there are people that it takes a little bit more than that to hold them back. The basic point here is that if a person makes sure that their goal in life is always in front of their eyes, then no other circumstances will be able to get in the way.
Shviti Hashem at any time.
It's more than just Shviti Hashem. It's you have to place before you this concept of Aliyah, of always ascending. There are people that even when they're not drowning in the swamp, they are. It seems like they are chained with chains of habit. And they can't build up the audacity to start with big goals, with a harchik leches, and to do something that is out of their habit. To shake themselves off of all matters of this physical world. To elevate oneself to our Father in heaven. To feel the Einoid Mavada, that there is nothing besides Hashem. But those who do ascend the mountain of Hashem, Him Eilu Shechlitu Ihima. These are the people that made the commitment, that an unwavering commitment. He always talks about what I talk about on Shabbos.
Hears it, comes in
right
overnight.
They make an unwavering commitment. How the Geish Lahavet shall have a call to ignite this fire of Hashem. To be like a loyal soldier that is marching to war. And they're prepared to deal with the biggest problems that can arise. The Malakal Tafkid Yuchilalayam, to fulfill their goal, the mission that they are being sent on. And nothing, no physical matter that is either tied to them or to their family, that doesn't stand in the way. And they accept upon themselves missions that are very dangerous. It's all because they know to value and to understand their tremendous goal and purpose. So he's saying that a yid has to see themselves in their lifetime. It all depends on the goals the person sets for themselves. But whatever goal the person sets for themselves, and it should be something big, person has to see themselves as a soldier working towards that goal. That the person has to be prepared that, you know, there are going to be stumbling blocks and some difficulties along the way. But that's what a soldier needs to do. He has to be prepared to face everything and to reach their goal, to fulfill their mission.
That argues for military training for yeshiva.
That's right. But they're supposed to get that military training. This military training is supposed to get yeshiva.
But look at the mashal he's bringing, though.
We'll use them as a mashal, and we'll do it our way. The b'chdei losus. In order to rejoice, he's using the lashon of the pasuk. In order to rejoice, like a mighty soldier along the way in our battle against our yetzer hara,
לידי באסכולה גבוהה בדרך יעל מלחמה וכלי הנשק המתוחכמים. It's not enough to have a good understanding in the ways, not enough to have a good understanding in the ways of war and in the different types of weapons. You need to be a person of battle before you have, with all the understanding how the weapons work. The person needs to be a person that is prepared for battle. Lotza is lekerev bepoel mamish, and mainly you have to go out to battle. Al derech shematzinu v'malchemes amalek, as we find by malchemes amalek, the Chassidus says in the pasuk, "Yidei Moshe kvedim, v'gam Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy." When Moshe would lift his hands, Yisrael would overcome amalek. When he would put his hands down, amalek would overcome. Says in the Sefer Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Shalom, he said, "Derech Hashpa'os Hayalam Yisrael Yidei Ha'oras Hadas Amaleichem." The way Moshe Rabbeinu would be mashpia on Bnei Yisrael was by illuminating their knowledge. Moshe Rabbeinu is called in Arizal. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Das of Klal Yisrael. He would illuminate their Das. Achkasha Yehovah Amalek. But when Amalek came along, Klipa Satuma Akasha B'Yose, which is the most difficult klipa of the tuma. And the Rizal calls Amalek the Das of klipa. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu tries to accomplish Kedusha, the Amalek is the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ol ein heitzav ein tvuna, rak lahoshiv melchoma ashara v'chol tekev v'poel mamash. There is no other tactic than to go out to battle. V'chin is a dying. That's what you need your hands. It's not enough to illuminate the Das at that point. It's only when Moshe lifts his hands, Oz v'gavah Yisrael.
Essentially, don't wait for it to come to you. Go out and attack it.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying that going back to here, where it says it's not enough to understand the ways of war. You have to actually battle. What he's saying is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpiyam on Bnei Yisrael was to illuminate their knowledge, that automatically filtered through to their actions. Because when they understood the greatness of Hashem and so on and so forth, they were intrigued to serve Him. However, when it came to Amalek, and Amalek clouded their das, the only way to battle Amalek at that point was just to go out to battle with action. That's why Moshe had made to lift his hand. Also, we got by Yisrael. It's only when the knowledge and the illumination of the illumination of the intellect that was given by Moshe, when it's enclosed in the hands, when they actually use it, when it's used to erase the memory of Amalek, only then can one be victorious. Chazal say that by the Yamsuf, when Hashem revealed Himself to Bnei Yisrael, He appeared to them as a mighty soldier. That's why they said Hashem Yish Melchama. Hashem is a man of war. Perish al Hayom. So the deeper understanding of this Chazal is that al Hayom, meaning Bizar Zachayim, meaning in the vicious sea of life. When a person is dealing with desires and tirdis, the many distractions that a person has, which is similar to those who going to the sea. So Yorde Yam Soyer, people that go into a stormy sea. Yalishmaim Yed Saimus Venavshim Bidot Smaigeg. Describing the stormy sea. At that point, the way to connect to Hashem is to be a mighty man of war. That one will not be afraid of anything. He will rise like a lion.
I know. He looks at it beforehand.
No, why did he crypt it from the Rav? We're hearing this today. The Rav spoke yesterday.
I know. He looks at it in advance. Yeah.
Well, Yishkamat ki yirdak v'yasi v'yachalik shalom. And he will not rest until he pursues and reaches and divides the loot. Lifra, it's called Gidrei HaShigra, to breakthrough all boundaries of habit, which are the barriers that stand in his way, to the point that, as Chazal say, if the Yetzirah is like a rock, it will dissolve in Barzel, and if he's like iron, it will burst. A concept of we will rise and inherit the land. It all depends on the approach. It's interesting. We're used to these different approaches of we're a servant of it, we're an avid of Hashem, we're a son of Hashem, and you know, all these different things. You know, and we're still prone to, you know, there's difficulties, we're not feeling well, and there's different types of barriers and disruptions in our avodah. We are vulnerable to them due to the way we view ourselves. But if a person sees themselves as a warrior, as a soldier heading out to a certain goal that they've got to reach, it takes a lot more to dismantle a soldier.
And like the Eved Hashem, the soldier takes orders.
Right.
And the Gemara Baruch Hu says you should always view yourself as if you're in battle with the
Yitzhara. But again, it's viewing yourself as you're in battle with the Yitzhara. You don't view yourself as a soldier that's in battle with the Yitzhara.
Well, I mean, it uses the puzzle that says you're going out with a double edged sword or
kind of confused by them. The thing is that the Sefer Torah is a sword.
Right.
Sefer Torah is a sword, though. We're not supposed to be holding a sword in the Sefer Torah.
You whack somebody upside the head with a Sefer Torah?
But in the concept of army, you picture, you know, there's one enemy, and this is the army. Whereas what we're really talking about is for each person, could be a different enemy.
Right, it's the same enemy in different skin.
Right, for you, it's as I say, it's customized. Right.
Why can't they have also, you know, what is it?
We're dealing with the Yitzhara. We're talking about battle with the Yitzhara here.
No, but I thought we said that's a separate war that's within yourself. But then going out, there's a war. The soldier reference.
The soldier reference is against the Yitzhar, and the different distractions that the Yitzhar brings against us.
But this, obviously, talking about a Malik, though, That was a very confusing thing altogether. But I mean, was it a physical war? Was it a mental war? What exactly was it?
Well, definitely was a physical war. But the Torah has its message for right. generations. So that, for that, it's a okay. Nowadays the Pashup Shat is the spiritual war.
So the war against Yetzer Hara is not a voluntary war; it's an obligatory war.
Right. Chamas Chayav. Yep. So we're supposed to hear the messages that Hashem sends us all the time. So if Hashem is right now is sending a message through the Israeli government that Yeshiva Bochum have to go to war, have to go to the army, what they're really telling us is that they're not working hard enough.
Wow.
Now, there's so many different Yetzaharas now that attempt the Yeshiva boys in ways that are unprecedented. You have a whole Yetzirah in your pocket nowadays. Things that when I was growing up in Yeshiva, that wasn't available to us. So Hashem is calling out to us and saying, you guys got to go out to the army. He's referring to the Yetzirah. I imagine that if we would get the message, then the literal message would go away.
Yeah.
Wow.
V'nim ha'kos ha'vinin zel aliyah bahar. The poser compares this concept to ascending a mountain. Here we go, the Alps. I didn't see this before I spoke. I really didn't.
I think I know what picture is going to go in your office.
All right, Kiat Chunois.
Not the beach. It's going to be the Alps.
Kiat Chunois Adrush is the kach. Because the character traits that are necessary for ascending a mountain, is similar to those who set out to ascend Mount Everest or the Alps. Because of its tremendous heights, the higher they go and the higher they reach, the higher the closer they come to the peak, they encounter avalanches, and the heavy winds. That to the point that despite how much they try to ascend with all of their strength, many people are not successful only to reach a third or a quarter of its, or a third or half of its height. And they end up retreating out of their inability, lahamshech, out of their inability to continue, machmas atonayim ha'ayumim, due to the awesome conditions. Shehim neged ativya shel adam, the conditions are totally against the nature of man.
This is something Rebbe didn't really speak about. The challenge of getting right. to the people.
Because I was in a cable car.
We call it elevators here, okay?
Earlier, talked about turning your Yetzer Hara
what's motivating it into something for Kedusha. And here, this is a great example of that, because a big part of Yetzer is gaiva and desire for my own glory. So here, I can have my desire for my own glory as a soldier. Focus, turning it, this is right. Giving a method of
beautiful.
Doing
that's right.
It earlier.
Right, if a person would be humble and say, you know, I'm just a little guy. You know,
what can I do against the big bad Yetzer Hara?
He's finished.
Well, I am just a little guy.
It's only specific. Only certain individuals that are of a strong willed people. Only they have reached the peak of the mountain. Because they had an iron commitment. That nothing will withhold them. No stumbling block will stand in their way. Even death won't scare them until they reach the top of that mountain. And with superhuman powers, they continued and they were successful. To ascend until the peak. V'zachu l'shem olami, and they merited for an eternal name, agvurasam v'ezrucham, for their strength and the for their might and the strength of their spirit. And this is the, if you want to know the simple definition of the pasuk, who has ascended the mountain of Hashem. It's referring to those who reach the peak of elevating themselves as high as one can to the mountain of Hashem. This ascending requires one to shake themselves off a commitment to shake oneself off of all physical matters, in order to connect to the source of spirituality. But only those with strong willpower that commit to ascending with self-sacrifice, they will be able to ascend the mountain of Hashem, and they will stand in His holy place.
Definitely he connects. I mean, he
just—it's
too good.
It's pretty scary.
Well, what's scary is it sounds like most people won't make it to the top.
But there's a question I have there on that. We've all talked about before, where you make the effort. There's a certain amount of effort you're supposed to make, and then Hashem will bring you the next part.
Right. So that's the difference. That's the difference between the Har Hashem and Mount Everest. Because Mount Everest, really, Hashem doesn't really have so much of an interest if you're getting to the top. So that avalanche, there happens to be an avalanche, and
trying to tell you something.
You might be in trouble.
Yeah.
Whereas in the case of the Har Hashem, if Hashem sees that the person is trying with all of their might, Hashem will help the person ascend to the top.
Okay.
He still sends avalanches.
Huh?
He still sends avalanches. Still sends stumbling right. blocks along the way.
Oh, for sure. The difference is that
that would be the test your commitment to move forward.
Right.
Avraham Avinu had 10.
There are no mountains in Illinois.
So we need to move, is that it?
I don't know.
You haven't been to my house, I believe.
Chamai, and just like Sharesh is the Davar. Just like the first thing that is required of these strong people that ascend the physical mountain. So in order to ascend the physical mountain, these people that they actually were successful to reach the peak,
So in order to the requirements of climbing a physical mountain is what you need before you even start climbing is shleimus gufnis. You need physical perfection. Yes, b'riyim, they need to be healthy. Chasunim, shleimim, v'chazakim, they need to be healthy, strong, whole, and they have to be a healthy, whole and strong. Kim yu neguin beizem achla, because if they have any type of sickness, or likui gufni, or they suffer physically on one of their limbs, v'nekli yinozgla, they have a goyim, it would be very easy for them to be harmed through any of the matters that they will encounter. Ruchais or the winds, Piskas Ahar on the peak of the mountain of Lichlulalis, they won't be able to ascend.
But he's talking about spiritual illnesses within the...
Right now he's been talking about physical problem, physical illness.
For climbing
a mountain.
Now comes the difficulty.
Right? So also, the Ruchni is, when you want to climb a spiritual mountain, Hadrisha Rishayna, the Mapilam Lalis Bar Hashem, the first requirement that is necessary for those who want to try to ascend the mountain of Hashem, Shilam Shleim Zeruchni, is that they should have spiritual perfection.
So you need to be on top of the mountain before you can climb the mountain.
Let's see. As the Medrash Rabba says on the pasuk, "Mihekim kol av se'aretz." Who has erected all of the strong ones of the land? Zemesh Rabbeinu. This is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sh'avshle heikim rakas ha'mishkan. That even though he only erected the Mishkan, Nikra Shehekim is Avsei Oretz. It is considered as if he erected all corners of the world. She calls Mashal Shehekim is a Mishkan, because as long as the Mishkan was not standing, the world was trembling. Meaning, the world was similar to a table that is standing on two legs. Shurayses, it is very shaky. It's only when you put on a third leg. I guess it's talking about a table of three legs. Those who come, only then can it stand.
It's a triangle. Right.
No. Stool.
A round table.
You remember the cows, you know that stool.
Oh,
come on, again. So also the world was shaky. It only had two of the pillars of the world, Chesed, Betorah. Only it had kindness and Gemilas Chasadim, and it had Torah. When Moshe erected the Mishkan, which was the pillar of Avodah, Amud Avodah was Nisbasis Ha'olam. That is when the world had its base, and through erecting the Mishkan, the world had its was now a steady place. And the same applies by each and every person individually. Perfection includes Torah in one's mind, avoid the belief, avoid one's heart, chesed be'avodah ha'maaseh, and kindness in action. Rak oz lo yi'ah ilam ha'roises. It is only then that a person's world will not be shaky. Kol nefilas v'hamashbeidim sh'ovedim ha'kol echad. All of the falls and the breakdowns that people have, it's only come to the person because they are not stable. His world is still shaky. It is only when a person achieves perfection in these three areas, that is when he can merit to begin climbing the mountain of Hashem. So a person needs to have Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. in their in within themselves, and then the person can feel strong enough to start elevating themselves to greater height.
But is he aiming at Avodahir's feeling, right?
Yeah. I believe so. They're comparing it to the Mishkan, so. Or it might be building a shul.
Yeah.